Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I got to get this off my chest. I'm freaking out right now.
Yeah. Well, you got to first fix your microphone.
Thank you.
First of all, we're freaking out because your mic's off.
Matt, you can also lift it up if you want.
Pull up the mic.
I know, but sometimes I just don't want to mess with this.
I mean, it's a
standard. Is that fine?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. I'm freaking out right now. Someone's hacking into my Twitter right now as we speak.
A crypto king.
They've changed my bio, saying that I'm some founder of some crypto company, which I'm flattered by.
Yes.
But everything's gonna be fine, I think. I'm just trying to tell myself that's fine because
can
I'm
you
worried
open your
that
bank
they're
account,
gonna.
It's at zero.
Matt also hasn't posted on Twitter in 2 years.
Yeah. I
think Twitter is a toxic environment. So I just choose not to participate on the platform, but I just don't want them to have access to the data. And then
by the time this episode comes out, Twitter may not even exist anymore.
Yeah that's true.
How
it won't even be verified
bad
by them.
Elon
anyway.
Is running it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is going to come weeks.
But,
you don't
it's
know
our Thanksgiving episode.
But I should
it's July.
Or Vine might be out again.
Or Vine might be back.
Vine might be out at this time, and you don't even care about Twitter.
OT.
If Vine came back, would we be excited?
I would be.
I would be excited.
If
but
I got
it
my
wouldn't
followers
be Vine.
Back.
Wouldn't be the same.
They should grandfather all the like OG Viners, but to like be the ones who get
only the
paid.
Good ones.
Yeah, not like
popular page. No.
Yeah,
I hope it comes back. That
it definitely
so
just wouldn't be the same. It would just be like
they'd have to make it way different.
Vine was for the millennials. TikTok is. I mean, for everyone, but it's like mostly Gen Z. I feel like the Vine on the rise page is like what TikTok is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like
but
it like
six
it
second
walks
thing is,
so TikTok could run.
I think it should be like 10 seconds.
I think maybe 8. But the idea I was talking to Matt about this, like I love that Vine was specifically for comedy. Like,
yeah,
TikTok, you can do anything on it because of how long it is and how many different types of people.
Oh, there's like, so vlog. Many like. There's a missile coming from
music.
China.
Yeah.
We don't know where it's going to land.
Yeah, like you're not going to see
it right now. 6 seconds and then it cuts off. And like, what?
But that's funny. Yeah. Like you're not going to get news on Vine or you're not going to get Taylor Swift lyrics break. It's like just for comedy. And I think I like the idea of just opening up an app and knowing that you're going
to mindless.
It's so crazy to think about. You couldn't like add music.
You couldn't do anything.
Like on TikTok, you add music. Couldn't do that on Vine.
You could at the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
At the end
at the
of
end
like Vine,
sounds.
They
you're
had,
right.
They had,
that was like when we weren't using it anymore.
Yeah, I feel like the end of Vine is like a blur to me.
Because they started paying all of the
Marcus
Curtis
Johns.
Lepore, King Bass.
Yeah.
I thought they stopped paying. No, they like asked Vine to pay them, but
they
never
ended did.
Up paying,
and that's why they...
And then okay.
Oh, and then they did like the 3 minute
like,
thing or whatever.
$2 million or something.
Like a they did like horizontal...
We were gone.
Know. It was a,
I never
a whole
had
mess.
The app.
Well, then they made it like a longer version in Vine at the end where you can make it longer than 6 seconds and you could click the Vine to watch more.
Yeah, camp unplug.
You guys made Vines too, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You never had Vine?
Never had the app.
How did you know of Matt?
Oh my God.
I didn't know him.
No. Oh.
She didn't know
you
me.
Guys met.
He just saw me.
Organically.
He's a star, kid. Oh, I just spit everywhere.
Well, I met Mike in the real world. I met him at Good Time at Davey Wayne's. He knew some people in the group, and then I was looking for a manager. He said what he did. I knew of the people he managed, and then it happened like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind
it's
of.
It's a love
what?
Story.
I didn't know people in the group.
I thought you knew someone. I thought you knew Todd or Jason or somebody.
No, I was like talking to Todd that night, and then I met you separately, and then I realized you guys were friends. Wow. I went there by myself, because it was my last night in LA, and I had been there God. 1 week Whoa. Before, and I was like, I'm going back to New York. It's fucking cold there. It's miserable. That place was fun. It was a Sunday night. And I was like, either I can sleep like wherever I was staying at like a friend's house on Sunday night, or I can go out and like, maybe this is like a cool LA place where people without real jobs like me will go out on a Sunday night and don't need to wake up Monday morning. And I went and Davey Wayne's was popping off and I was just kind of like walking around. And then I was waiting in line for food. And then Matt and I started talking. And then,
and you know what? I'm really thankful that we had that moment. That Speaking was... of thanks.
Wow.
I saw that. That's good.
Matt, that was...
Thanks.
That was hot.
Thanks, guys.
No, thank you.
This is our Thanksgiving episode, where we are sitting down together to discuss the
to
wonderful
eat
holiday.
Thanksgiving dinner.
To eat. We should have.
Our Thanksgiving mukbang.
Ooh. I don't know if people would want to listen to a podcast of people eating and talking.
No,
at the same
but you
time.
Know Joe's going to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
A Thanksgiving episode or video.
So mukbang. We're just going to be talking about the holiday itself, what we're thankful for, and looking ahead towards the new year. I really
do you ever prepare these intros or do you wing it every
looking
time
forward to the news
you could say I wing it every time, especially during
turkey
this
wing it
Thanksgiving episode. So turkey thoughts, do
well,
we love turkey?
I have some Thanksgiving fun facts.
Okay.
Oh, this
start
is great.
The episode.
Hit us.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Oh, any Thanksgiving myths?
I'm the sure myth of the great few. Turkey.
Debunking okay. the five biggest Thanksgiving myths.
Okay. There are four towns in the United States named Turkey. Anyone have a guess as to where they are?
Massachusetts.
There has to be one in Texas.
Delaware.
There is one in Texas.
See, I knew it. There's
Turkey,
there's,
Texas.
There's a town.
Turkey, Texas. Yeah. Hi, y'all. I'm from Turkey, Texas.
There's a town for
I'll
like.
I'll give every... you a hint. None of them. All of them are in the South.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure the state is like
Montana.
No, that's not
the
South.
It's a joke.
Oh.
Florida?
Alabama?
No.
Georgia?
No.
Mississippi?
No.
Tennessee?
No.
Australia.
South Carolina? North Carolina?
North Carolina?
Australia?
Do you want to just tell you
Kentucky.
The rest?
Yeah, tell us the rest.
Arizona?
Germany?
Texas? Louisiana? And North Carolina?
Have a town called Turkey.
Imagine living there on Thanksgiving.
If
I bet
you
it's like,
live in Turkey,
it's like crazy.
Gobble, gobble.
I bet they have like the craziest parades.
Do you think they lean into it?
Turkey,
yeah.
Their turkey trots are insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole town's in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, the average number of calories consumed on Thanksgiving is 4,500.
Like per person?
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Across the country?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about a Thanksgiving dinner.
It's like so
dinner,
bad for you.
Yeah.
Think of all the butter just in the potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Butter. Fuck me up.
Yeah.
I used to eat
yeah.
sticks of butter.
Well, speaking
not like
of butter.
Hold on.
Sorry, not like sticks, but I would eat like a spoonful of butter at Thanksgiving because I was just like, fuck. It's
there'd
so
be
good.
A bowl of butter and you would eat it with a spoon?
Well, there'd be like a little tray of butter and I would take like maybe with like a knife, I don't know, and just take a bite of it.
No.
Yeah.
Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Little butter
you
girl.
You did this or like hypothetically you would?
No, I did it.
Okay. Well, speaking of butter,
moving on.
Butterball answers more than 100,000 turkey cooking questions via their Butterball Turkey Hotline each November and December.
Wait, how many questions?
100,000. So people probably call and are like, how do I cook my turkey?
Yeah, just Google it.
I'm like, go on TikTok.
Like, gosh, yeah. Can you imagine yeah. working at the Butterball? No. Our lines are blowing up off the hook, guys, right now. You guys keep calling in with the best turkey questions.
Yeah. Also, all the fires that happen because
no,
people
100%.
Deep fry their turkey.
Yeah. I bet people call and are like, how do I deep fry it? How do I do it this
yeah,
way?
Yeah, yeah.
How annoying.
We have to call this year.
Yeah.
That sounds so like
prank
1990s.
Butterball turkey. Okay. The tradition of football on Thanksgiving began in 1876 with a game between Yale and Princeton. So it wasn't even like the NFL or anything.
That's
wow.
And then the first NFL games were played in 1920.
Oh, wow. Do Yale and Princeton still play? On
yeah, the Ivy League.
Circuit. I know, but like on
Thanksgiving,
probably not because the make it for NFL.
That was my safety school, Princeton.
46 million turkeys are prepared per year, and California consumes the most turkey every Thanksgiving.
Damn, you'd think California would be the most, like, vegan.
I thought the same thing.
We're a pretty big state, though. I thought Texas would be the top.
Well, apparently it's California.
Oh, wow.
How many 46 million?
Turkeys. Isn't that crazy? Where are they all coming from?
There are more turkeys killed on Thanksgiving than there are Jews in the world.
I was just thinking Holocaust.
Damn.
What?
I was thinking about the Holocaust.
What? Yeah, the turkey cost?
The turkey. You said it.
That's You're good. Wild. Okay.
I know, it's kind of sad because they're just a little turkey.
And honestly, like, a little overrated. Turkey's a little overrated.
In terms of the world of poultry? Or, like, as an animal.
No, like, eating it. Like, I feel like turkey on Thanksgiving is only good when you, like, douse it in, like, gravy or mix it with your potatoes.
I agree.
Like, turkey on its own, not that great.
Like, I think it's because most people don't know how to make a whole turkey. That's, like, a different technique than if you were to, like, because no one makes a whole chicken, right? When you make chicken, you're usually just doing the drumsticks or the thighs or chicken cutlets. And I think it's difficult to master the art of an entire turkey.
I feel like I've seen a chicken, you know, with the legs all up.
Like a rotisserie.
Rotisserie chicken. But you gotta, like,
those are good.
You know.
Yeah. From, like, Ralph's.
I like the Kamala Harris recipe.
What is it?
Who's that?
I think you boil it, a little bit of thyme, a little bit of lemon, and then you lather it, like, in butter.
So are you
And then you
the
get
turkey?
A little bit of cheap white wine. Me? Hell no. Not until I'm hosting a turkey a Thanksgiving.
Well, we all know your wife will do that for you.
No.
Women belong in the kitchen.
I just think it's weird.
We're off the rails today, folks.
I think it's a little weird cooking a turkey in someone else's house on Thanksgiving, but you're not hosting. Like.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, at my family Thanksgiving, my aunt hosts it, but my uncle, her brother, is always the one who cooks the turkey.
The turkey is like its own mission, kind of.
Yes.
Because it is such a daunting task. You have to put the right ingredients, get the temperature right, make sure it's, like, checking it.
Spank it.
You gotta give it a little tap, a little up top. Well,
and then carving it, too. That's a big task.
Yes.
Because fuck that up, you kind of ruin Thanksgiving.
Oof, I would never be able to do that.
To carve the turkey.
Me. And there's so many different ways to do it. Like, a lot of people brine their turkey.
Bribe?
Like bribe.
They pay it money.
Yeah.
Please be good.
You come out nice and juicy, all right? You hear?
Yeah. Some people, like, deep fry it. Has anyone ever done that?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's really dangerous, though, right? That's what sets most
people's... The TikToks after Thanksgiving are crazy.
That's, like, the number one way fires get started, I think, is people
and they're
deep fry a
big
turkey.
Fires, like,
in their house.
Well, that you're not supposed to. But people will do it in their, like, apartment kitchen and then just boom.
We do it outside.
Yeah, that's
what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
it cooks it quicker, right?
I think so. I mean, I don't really sit there and watch it happen.
I just use a microwave.
It takes, like, 3 hours or something.
If you put it in the microwave,
just zap it.
Right
away. 1 minute.
You click the turkey button.
It's just spinning.
Well, mine's too big to spin. Yeah, it's too big, so the motor just goes click.
That's what's on fire.
That is very funny.
Can you eat the gobbler on a turkey?
The gobbler?
Oh, like the thing you pull out?
Like the little...
I don't know.
I don't think that's
giving testicle vibes.
I've always wanted to touch
a
gobbler.
Don't do
that with your hand. What, this?
Why,
just
what's
touch
that?
A gobbler?
I don't know. It just looks weird in terms of, like, a turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're being, like, sexual towards a turkey.
I just want to smack it up.
Is that called the gobbler?
Yes. Gobbler's knob.
Really?
Huh?
Gobbler's knob.
Wait, the thing on the turkey that, like, old people get?
Is a gobbler.
Is that what, like, when would old people get that, too? When they have, like, the chin?
The turkey, little turkey neck? Yeah. Isn't that what it's called? A gobbler?
I don't know, that's why I'm asking. I've never heard that before.
What's at the end of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade? What's at the end, Mike? Oh, you wouldn't know.
My parents passed out drunk on the couch? No, I'm kidding. My parents don't drink. That's a joke.
Well, is it Santa?
It is Santa.
At the end of the Thanksgiving...
you know, they're bringing on Christmas.
I know. Exactly. It's okay. Is this okay?
It would have been nice if you would have dressed
sacrilege.
On theme.
I'm going to have a better outfit for the Christmas special.
What are you
going to
wear? A Halloween?
Well, it's Christmaca.
I'm going to wear, like, a Christmas sweater.
I know, but you're wearing a Christmas sweater on Thanksgiving. So on Christmas, what are you going to wear? A 4th of July sweater?
What? That's okay, mine's like Halloween, basically. So
yeah,
yeah. What's going on here, guys? What's
I dressed
the theme?
For the occasion.
You
this
did.
Is
you have a nice cardigan.
Yeah,
this is the only like sweater I have.
Okay.
Now
I'm just saying. Next, you know.
Oh, were there any more?
Oh, no, I just have like general things we can chat
okay.
about.
Now Thanksgiving. Growing up, you guys got school off for Thanksgiving, right?
No, we had to go to school all day.
What?
And what? Then... Shut
up. I was like, no, yeah, I think it's a national holiday.
Yeah, you almost got like a week off or like half a week
off.
It'd
be like
off.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or something
it
like that.
It is my favorite holiday.
It is? What? Of all time?
I love it. Thanksgiving is my favorite.
Now, why is that?
Yeah, I was just going to ask.
Okay, so a lot of holidays, as a Jew, there are a lot of holidays. And when you're the Jewish holidays always have like something. Yeah, there's fasting or Passover. You can't eat any bread, whatever it is. Like you have to eat outside for some of them. Like there's just always some like weird thing you have to deal with. And you also have to go to synagogue a lot. But Thanksgiving is a holiday that I can just eat the food. I don't have to worry about anything. There's no like weird, not weird, but like there's
rituals.
No, yeah, there's no rituals, which I love the Jewish holidays. But this is like a vacation of a holiday where I'm just like truly just.
Okay, that
sit back, relax,
yeah,
and then love Black Friday the day after the sales.
Oh yeah, yeah. Love a good deal.
Are you big Black Friday? Like go to Target.
I like, used to be like ooh. Me and my brothers. Like this is bad, and now we don't do it anymore. Since I've become, and you know, anti-capitalist. But we would go like Thursday night at like 11 p.m. because the stores would open at midnight.
Yeah,
and we would like do our Black Friday shopping at like midnight.
So what are you getting? Are you looking in the magazines the night before going, we can get a PS2 game?
Yeah, usually it's, you would get your video games, electronics, like you could buy a computer, clothes also. Like I would do my entire clothes shopping for the year on Black Friday. Oh,
as a child?
Like it's like a high school, college.
Okay.
Go to the mall and just hit like every store and then I have, you know, spend $300-$400 and I have
What was the best deal you've ever gotten on a Black Friday?
Like a TV for like half off. Electronics are great. But now you get it all online and they have the pre-sales
don't they
and everything.
Like Cyber Monday or something like that.
I wait for that. I've never done Black Friday in person.
I don't think I have either.
I've always been on vacation during Thanksgiving and whatever I can buy, I can't bring it.
A TV.
Just
on
like,
the plane.
Sir, that's a carry-on. TV. We need to check that in.
And be careful with it.
Yeah. And then I think I like that Thanksgiving sets the mood and the tone of like the holiday season. For me, that's when the holiday season starts.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone's just in a better mood. I think you start seeing the Christmas lights go up. You start hearing, you know, Hanukkah stuff on the radio and it's fun. Love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Scary ghost stories of Christmases long time ago.
Well, ghosts aren't real.
Who is telling ghost stories around Christmas? I don't get that line.
Like Scrooge.
That is a ghost story. The ghost of Christmas past, the ghost of Christmas present and future. Scary ghost stories.
It is scary.
We're going to take a quick break to thank the sponsor of today's podcast, Uncommon Goods. Gift giving is literally so hard. I don't know what to get my dad. I don't know what to get my mom. I don't know what to get my significant other. I don't know what to get my cats. I don't know what to get anybody ever. And I just want to say, Uncommon Goods is your secret weapon. It is there to make buying for your holiday list stress-free. They have the most remarkable and truly unique gifts on this website. So if you don't know what to get people for the holiday season, whether you're shopping Secret Santa or your entire family or your boyfriend or girlfriend or like anyone, Uncommon Goods has something for them. They literally have so many things. I love that they have sustainable jewelry. They have all kinds of jewelry. They have garden decor. They have kitchen and bar items. I'm talking cocktail glasses, kitchen utensils. I mean, they have women, men, home, everything. There's something for everybody on this website. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. These fine products are often made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the US. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. Like I said, they have art, they have jewelry, they have kitchen. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and not the same lackluster gifts you could find just anywhere on like an end cap at a grocery store. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $2.5 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/good. That's uncommongoods.com/good for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Did you guys travel at all during Thanksgiving?
No. My family was all like local, so I just have to drive like a few towns away.
Oh.
And now I do not go home for Thanksgiving.
For political reasons.
Well, no, just because it's so far and it doesn't matter.
And that Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday is the number one travel day of the year.
54 million people.
I need to buy to get my tickets. I heard it like.
You're flying on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
No, not the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Actually, I'm going to go that week of Thanksgiving because Patricia and I need to do engagement photos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
With a turkey?
With a turkey? Me touching the gobbler. And then, Carly, did you travel at all?
No, not until I moved here. I don't even know if I've ever gone to, like, Omaha for Thanksgiving. Oh. But I've been to, like, Vegas, but it's close.
When you were growing up, did you do it at your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had this, like, long table we'd get, because it was, like, from the kitchen to the living room, and, like, all of our family would come over, and there's probably, like, 20 or 30 people.
Oh,
and it was
so just, you
like,
were the host.
Thing. Yeah, my parents
were
the host.
That's so nice, because then you get the leftovers.
Yeah.
That was always the worst. We'd leave Thanksgiving at my aunt's, and then I'd be like,
they didn't, like, give any out.
Later.
Not
it's
much.
Just like, you know, they hosted, they get them.
Yeah.
They're like, take some pie. And I'm like, no, I want like potatoes.
I want everything. Mm. I did have to work a Black Friday and it was like terrible.
Oh. I used to work Black Friday too, but they pay you extra, right? I think.
Not me.
Double?
They're like time and a half, I think, because it's a holiday technically, or maybe not. I don't know.
I bet they do.
I think that's only if you work like on Thanksgiving, because it started becoming like 7 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Black Friday starts, like, it kept getting earlier.
Work on Thanksgiving? Oh, my cousin had to work on Thanksgiving when she was a nurse.
Oh, I think I worked on Thanksgiving once, too, actually, now that I think about it. But I didn't mind. I remember working at Target on Black Friday one time, I loved it.
Oh, my God.
Did you get to buy stuff? Did you, like, yourself after?
I don't think I bought anything from Target, but I just loved, like, the chaos of people just being like, do you have this TV or do you have this? And I would just be like, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
Go check it out.
Like, such bad anxiety.
Oh, I was on the sales floor. I didn't know where anything was. They don't, like, really prep us.
Did they give you a taser or something? like a bright red taser?
It was, like, the most stressed out I've ever been.
Really?
I can't imagine.
Because my shift started at 4 a.m. and I think I worked till, like, noon or something.
Oh, my God.
So I stayed up all night because I was like, well, I'm not going to go to bed.
Yeah.
I actually remember I was playing Halo at like 2 a.m. and it's a
getting ready for her shift.
Carly just chugging a Red Bull.
No, literally I was drinking Red Bulls.
Oh my God.
And the room I was playing in was like right outside my parents' bedroom. And so like the volume was down. And I think what happened was I sat on a remote and the volume went all the way up. But it hadn't loaded yet. It was still like gearing up. And so I went into the kitchen to like get something. And I literally thought like aliens. I don't know what was going on because it was the loudest noise I had ever heard. And it was like shaking the house. And it was like, and I was like, oh my God. My mom was like, what is that? I felt so bad.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that was staying up all night and then working a shift like that is not ideal. I think by like 8 a.m. I was like,
oh my God. Especially like it's so overstimulating.
So bad. And I was on the sales floor and everyone was like, where's this? Where's this? I was like, I don't fucking know.
Figure it out yourself, bitch.
Yeah. Like just go look around.
Why is it called Black Friday?
Because economically speaking, you're either in the red or the black. If you're in the red, that means you're losing money. And so what happened is they would, to hit the fourth quarter numbers, they would do all these sales on this Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to try and improve their sales and put them in the black.
Whoa.
On their economic sheet.
This is why we keep you here.
Yeah. I was just going to say that.
I love this.
I've never heard that in my life.
Really?
Yeah. I've never even questioned it.
It's a very fun fact.
Yeah.
I'd never be able to relay that information back to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, well, the black and the red.
So it's capitalism is the reason why we have Black Friday, because the economists are like, we got to get the company in the black.
Why
can't they just say the green? Call it Green Friday.
Yeah, you would think it'd be like red or green.
Yeah, they make holiday colors.
Yeah. Like,
no, but it's not. It's an economic thing. It's not about. And I'm very anti Black Friday now. Like, I refuse to go shopping on Black Friday. Don't buy anything on the or like in person, because I think a lot of workers are exploited on Black Friday, like leaving your family on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that got crazy.
Just shut the fucking stores down. How about that on Thanksgiving?
So tea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I will say, when I was working there and it started becoming like on Thanksgiving, they would ask people like, does anyone want to work this or like not have plans? And usually those people would work and then I would never have. It was like,
and they would pay them more.
Yeah. There are some people who don't, who like would prefer to work on Thanksgiving, but I think it's more of a balance of like, there's not enough.
Honestly, like we should just shut down Thanksgiving through December.
Oh, like those 10 days between Christmas and New Year's.
Well, like the whole entertainment industry, like they end on like the 16th through the new year. Like, no one works.
Oh, yeah. The December is great.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Thanksgiving, because you're just like, you know what?
Gearing up.
We're shifting into a slower year. Yeah.
Have you ever volunteered on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did it last year with...
Yeah, I served my uncle and aunt. And my mom made me go get a plate for her.
Yeah, I peeled potatoes. That's why.
No, last year, Thanksgiving morning, me and Whitney went around. She like knew this charity. We would go. Oh. We went and picked up like 20 turkeys and then drove around to like downtown LA and gave them to like elderly and
like, it's not cooked. Sorry.
They're like, is it deep fried?
No, it was like a legit, a charity that they would like sign you up and you go and you donate. It was a great way to start the day.
Oh, that's
people were
nice,
like so thankful.
Aww, let's do that.
You want to go? Are you going to be here for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Do you want
to come over?
I would love to volunteer on Thanksgiving morning again.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Nice. Cool.
They gave us like a branded mask with like the charity name on it.
Do you remember what it was?
I probably have the mask, or I can like look it up on my Instagram archive because I posted about it.
Oh, cute.
So I'll find the name. That would be great.
Perfect.
Are you in town?
No.
No, she just canceled on me.
Oh.
Stop making me feel bad.
Where do you go?
Oh, well, no, when I was a kid, I would go to Sanibel, Florida, and we had like a condo. We'd go for like a whole week by the beach, like with our cousins. That was really, really fun. You feel like what the vibes would be off for like celebrating Thanksgiving there. In a way, but like it was just like the only time out of the year we would go to the beach. So it was more of a beach trip. And then we would just do Thanksgiving in like the little beach condo. It was just, I liked that. But I get that it wasn't like our typical like cozy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It was just like really relaxing and beachy. But that was a great time. And then after like a huge hurricane, we kind of stopped going to Florida and my cousins moved to Australia. So now we do Thanksgiving in Michigan at the lake house. What is so funny?
Nothing.
The hurricane? No. Ever since the hurricane came, we stopped.
No, keep going. You're fine.
And then now we do it at the lake, but we have our annual family football game.
That is the most.
Yeah.
Matt King American thing.
It's the whitest of white thing to do.
Yeah, I didn't want to say
like,
that.
I love watching it.
Yeah, it's really
did flag football last year.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It's unbelievable that your family actually does it.
Yeah.
It's out of a movie.
It really is.
No, it like could not be more envious.
Like you get t-shirts made, right? Like for the different teams.
For the baseball game, we get t-shirts. We're going to get some shirts made for... The thing is, though, it's so cold in the winter. Everyone has to bundle up. So we really just wear our sweaters and we have a bunch of jerseys.
You should get like beanies that have a little...
Oh, that's
good
cute.
Point.
Yeah,
good
like
point.
A red and green beanie.
But I won't be there this year.
Where are you going to be?
Be with Patricia's family.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, but
we're gonna miss the big games.
I know. Well, I'll be watching the big. Oh,
with your family.
It's okay though. Every year, someone can't make it, and I'm sure in the future we'll be able to make it work. We actually might be moving our family Thanksgiving like a month early, and because it's so beautiful in Michigan during October, we want to call like the whole week Fall Fest and celebrate Thanksgiving that week. In the middle of October, so nobody has to like fly and spend money to
Then what about Halloween?
Halloween's like later in October. I'm talking about like early October when it's peak foliage. We're just gonna do
it. What's your record in the football games on teams that you've played on?
I
don't know. I don't know. Everyone gives me like a bunch of shit because I usually have my phone out and I'm like filming everything and I'm not fully like focused on the game.
Gotta make it real.
Pretty much. Pretty
so I get a touchdown for
much.
My reel.
Pretty much.
Are the teams different every year?
Yes.
You just like pick out of a hat.
Yeah, we usually do just the old school playground style. The two youngest of the family just go you,
and you get down. Have you ever been picked last?
I've never been last, but I'm usually like last wave.
Mm. Really?
It's okay, but I'm MVP.
You're tall and in shape and muscular.
I know. People always, I think because it's my cousins and they still have this idea of me from when I was like just a child.
You are a little also like.
Come again?
Lanky.
Lanky. I'm pretty skilled. I got great
wingspan.
Can you
run on a football field and like.
Yes.
How many?
I'm athletic.
Can you catch a football?
Yes. I'm from Texas, son.
But do you brush your teeth before you play?
Fucking hell.
I've gotten picked last.
But do we watch the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade?
It's too early. All the time, like every year when I was a kid, and like now, we will just like turn it on to like have, but I don't sit on the couch and watch it. It. Yeah.
Well, back when
everyone,
when we were growing up, there was nothing else to do. Pre-internet. Yeah. That's true. That was so exciting.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Because you couldn't. Yeah.
And so before my mom's parents died, we would always go there to celebrate Thanksgiving. And I was the only grandkid. So it would be me, my parents, and then her parents, who were like in their mid-90s when I was like a kid. So I was like, this is so fucking boring.
Oh,
and I would
man.
Just like sit and watch TV all day. And then I got to celebrate with like all my cousins and everything when they.
Did you ever want to?
when they croaked.
Yeah.
When they gobble.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No.
I mean, oh, but you lived in Jersey, yeah. So couldn't you go?
We could have gone. It's in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
You could have gone, but you didn't.
No, it's just such a schlep, dude. It's like going to Times Square in New Year's Eve. You can't pee for like 8 hours because you just have to.
You're freezing cold.
Oh, especially if you don't live there.
Yeah, it's like you. I don't know.
You really can't pee New Year's.
No, that's insane.
How do people?
You can't
do that
pee
then?
In New York.
Diapers, adult diapers.
For real?
Dude, everybody down there during the things during.
So does it just smell?
Get a light.
Adult diapers.
I don't understand.
That's
how
like
would anyone
did
be
at
comfortable?
Coachella,
how
to, like, you be in front row for Harry Styles?
I know, but like, how are you comfortable?
It's not. It's a nightmare.
I would just be walking around like. I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
That is...
You can't pee in New York City, like, normally.
I know,
if you
want
to go to the bathroom, you have to, like, go to a restaurant and, like, pretend you have a reservation. Yeah, and then... So, on New Year's Eve in Times Square, you're just screwed. Anyway, so the answer is no, I've never been. But I always kind of wanted to go.
Should we go? Field trip?
Well, no, because...
Absolutely not.
I would tell my parents, they're like, well, you have to wake up at 4 a.m. to, like, get there. And I'm just like,
absolutely
okay.
Not.
Yeah, no way.
I think it could be fun.
It's like 12 degrees outside.
If someone was like, let's go, I'd be like, okay, why not?
To the Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I want great seats. I want to be at someone's apartment with a balcony and having mimosas and be like,
you know, like a nice cider.
Yeah. Wherever Andy Cohen watches it from, that's where I want to like.
If any of our listeners have a great apartment in New York City that faces the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade,
we'll come and celebrate.
We'll come.
No, I would love to see that in real life.
That is so funny.
I think it's because I was like, I would always go to the Boston Marathon. So like, I like the idea of like watching something, and because I always watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, that it would just be like a fun cultural moment to experience in real life.
Yeah, I agree. I love watching it on TV, but it does get a little boring.
Yeah. Did you watch the Rose Bowl one?
No.
Oh my God. It was so funny. One year, I think Amazon did it with like Will Ferrell and I forget the other person who hosted, maybe Molly Shannon. And it was so fucking funny. It's probably still somewhere that you can
watch.
Because
they were like commentating on it?
Yeah, but they were like characters.
Right.
They were actually them. And it was really,
really
good.
Wait, who was it?
I'm pretty
sure.
Molly
Shannon and who? Was it them as the QVC girls? Oh.
No, I think it was Rose Bowl Parade.
Because when you're watching the Thanksgiving Day Parade, like as an adult, it's not that exciting. Oh, here comes Garfield.
It's Snoopy.
Yeah.
But when you're a kid, it's like, holy fucking shit. That is insane.
There's Blue's Clues. Yes, they will. And there's some new Broadway musical.
Yeah.
They are doing a revival of Kinky Boots. Be sure to catch that. Written and directed by Cyndi Lauper herself.
Oh, my God.
Make sure to catch it out when they come to town on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Here. This is what they looked like.
Oh, how funny. That was this past year.
No, I think it was in like 2019.
Oh, that's good.
It was so funny. Like, we were lolling.
We are going to take a break to thank the sponsor of today's podcast, HelloFresh. Do you hate cooking? Because I sure do. But I honestly don't with HelloFresh. HelloFresh makes it so easy to make a meal. There's directions laid out right in front of you. They package everything in their own little packages for each meal, so you don't have to figure out which ingredient goes to which meal. It's all just right there, and it is so easy. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Save money on dinner with HelloFresh and put it toward your holiday shopping. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. With over 35 weekly recipes, there's something to please everyone. You can also easily customize your recipes by swapping proteins or size, upgrading to choice proteins, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. Like I said, I'm not a chef. I don't like to cook. If you know me at all, you know my boyfriend literally cooks everything ever. But with HelloFresh, I can seriously just whip it out, make a meal, and it tastes as good as I got it from takeout. Like, it is so good. Their tacos are hands down my favorite. They are so delicious. And that's the thing too. Like, every meal from HelloFresh is so good. I'm not just saying that for this ad. Like, every time I get a delivery, I'm so excited because I'm like, yes, whether I'm cooking it or my boyfriend is cooking it, I'm very excited. And it makes it truly so easy. Go to HelloFresh.com/good70 and use code good70 for 70% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/good70 and use code good70 for 70% off plus free shipping. And remember, it is America's number one meal kit.
Do you have a movie that you watch on Thanksgiving or like a TV show that you watch that puts you in the Thanksgiving?
Well, when I started dating TJ, they would watch, the first time I went home with him for Thanksgiving, they watched Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, that's so great.
So now, like, every year he'll like put it on. It's so funny.
Oh, I love that.
I don't think I'd ever seen it before.
Steve Martin John Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a good movie. But it's one of those disaster movies where I get kind of stressed.
Anxious. Like, yeah,
National
right.
Lampoon, like Christmas Vacation. I know people love that movie. If a lamp gets broken in a movie, I get stressed out. Like, or it's like the lamp gets broken and then they trip over,
like,
this
and
then it sets
over
the tree on fire. Yeah. I'm like, good grief. Can we just have some, normal sense of humor? Cause like, but like, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is just bad things happening and happening and happening.
Yeah. I've never seen Vegas Vacation.
Oh,
I watched it before we did Vegas Vacation.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Nolan put it on the other night, and I was like, wait, this is so funny. Like, I love it.
They're unhinged.
Yeah, I didn't like, I probably got like 30 minutes into it, and then I fell asleep, but.
I like Euro Vacation, too. Because there's boobs in it.
Euro trip?
No, National Lampoon's European
Family
Vacation.
Do you watch one?
Yeah, when I was in college, I had a friend who told me that his family tradition is to watch the Royal Tenenbaums every Thanksgiving morning to like get the day started. So then I started doing it, and now it's like my tradition. I've taken it into my house, which it really
does.
It's
like a little sad, right?
It's pretty dark. There's like someone who...
Yeah, but it's still like about like a family.
It's about a family coming together. It's in New York City in the fall, like... It's funny. There is a little bit of dark stuff in it, but it really, like, for me, when I see like the poster for Royal Tenenbaums, like when we saw it in the video store the other day, I was like, it's my Thanksgiving movie.
I bought the Academy screener of the Royal Tenenbaums
on VHS.
On VHS.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So, you know, screeners, like, so if you are in the Academy or if you're in the movie industry, you get sent Academy screeners of all the movies that are nominated for you to watch. And then,
like, before they're out on DVD or VHS.
And tend to vote on them too. But yeah, usually they're all on DVD. Now they're probably even like
streaming
links, but I got a VHS copy of it.
Wow. I really just love that for you.
It's pretty cool.
For you.
What's our favorite line from Royal Tenenbaums? Ready? We can't. We have karate.
Karate? I'm not talking about dance lessons. I'm talking about taking it out and chopping it up. I'm talking about putting a brick through the other guy's window. It's not...
So true.
Yeah, I don't... Okay.
Honestly, like a phenomenal cast.
Yeah. Gene Hackman.
Love.
What are you... You say names Hackman. So funny. First you said the Royal Tenenbaums.
No, I didn't. Royal Tenenbaums.
Oh,
Bounce? Roll the tape.
Bounce.
Baby Bounce. Bounce.
You said Bounce.
That is a Jewish way of
What's
saying it.
What's Luigi's brother's name?
Mario.
And then
Super Mario.
He's from Jersey.
And Gene who?
That's how they all say
Mario.
It.
Mario.
Mario.
Have
you
say
ever
it?
Watched Real Housewives of New York?
It's Jill's Aaron.
Mario.
If you meet
you
a guy who
Mario?
Owns a pizza Mario. Place in New Jersey and his name is Mario, he's not saying, hey, my name's Mario. No,
Mario.
It's Mario.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But in the context of Mario and Luigi, it's weird.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Mario. Okay.
I like saying names weird like that. Gene Hackman.
Hackman, like Pac-Man?
Yeah, it's funny.
Hackman. You're just like overpronouncing.
You're the guy in Matt's Twitter account right now. Hackman.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
The Hackman.
Sorry to bring
Carly.
It up, Matt.
Not again.
Sorry,
we
don't make
doing
a joke.
So well.
Movies. Those are good.
I also love Spotify with their like playlists, their themed playlists. A little bit of Frank
like
Sinatra. Yeah, your Thanksgiving cooking morning. I don't know. I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Speaking of cooking, is anyone like do you have like a thing you like to cook for Thanksgiving or I'm not a cook over here. I certainly don't.
Domino's pizza app and order a dog. No, I'm kidding.
I just usually let the women do it.
Yeah. Not surprising.
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't. Mac and cheese, maybe, but usually someone's making the mac and cheese. I usually like help cook something, but I'm not like bringing
my famous.
I've never had
mac and cheese at Thanksgiving.
What?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a worldwide phenomenon.
I'm mac and cheese at every Thanksgiving.
Like in the oven too, where it's all crispy. Yeah.
Do you guys have like family members that you don't get along with that come to Thanksgiving and you're just like, oh God, Uncle John is here. And they're
no.
It's not that I don't get along with, it's just a lot that I don't like. Like if they were to say something, I'd be like, oh my God.
You know what?
Like I think that if I went home for family Thanksgiving and I had to be in a room with certain people, I would get into a fight with them.
Would you pick the fight?
No, I would avoid. I don't like ruining things.
Has a Thanksgiving ever been ruined?
No.
That's good.
Not that I am aware of. I'm sure like when we were kids, like parents would argue and you'd never know.
Yeah. I don't think I've had anything like that, so I'm pretty thankful. Do you guys know what the name of the chemical is in turkey that makes you tired?
Tryptophan.
Yeah.
What was that, Matt?
Tryptophan.
Mr. Yale.
So why aren't we eating that instead of melatonin before bed?
I think melatonin is probably just more concentrated.
Can you just make a turkey every day?
You want to eat a turkey before you go to sleep?
Oh. I wouldn't mind that.
Some tryptophan?
But just you have to eat a lot of it.
Eat a bunch of turkey before bed? Sure.
I mean, yeah, it'd kind of put you to sleep, I guess. But is that like proven?
I don't know. I also think you need to eat like an entire turkey for it to actually... I feel like that might be a myth.
And it feels like it's one of those things where like everyone's tired after Thanksgiving, but that's because you've had so much food and carbs and like desserts. Like obviously you're going to be tired.
Oh, do you drink on Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
Is it like a drinking holiday?
Hell yeah.
Oh, for me, the night before Thanksgiving is a big drinking holiday.
What's that, Blackout Wednesday?
Oh, I never called it anything. It was just another Wednesday.
I think casual it's Wednesday. Called Blackout Wednesday is usually the Wednesday when everyone's getting into town for Thanksgiving
the
weekend in your hometown. And it's usually like in college, it's really big. Yes. And then you go, everybody goes out that Wednesday because everyone's in town.
You see all your high school friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok about this too. Like a kid who's like, you know, everyone who goes home for Thanksgiving the night before, you go to your local bar.
Yeah.
And there's like the guy who never left their hometown. Like, I'm getting into NFTs. And you're just like.
Right.
Yeah, no, that was like spot on. That's what we would do.
You go and see like all your high school friends and.
Go to the local watering hole.
Yeah.
A lot of the times, too, you'll go to, like, I think they have, like, ticketed events at some, like bars.
Yeah, because it's really
so
popular.
Many people.
Yeah.
It's, like, I think it's, like, the biggest drinking day of the year.
It might be.
But when I moved to California and I didn't go home for Thanksgiving, I was like, where are we going, everyone?
like,
LA locals were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, they don't
like,
do that here? You don't go out the Wednesday before?
I think it's also just because they probably go to, like, their hometowns.
Yeah.
Right, but, like, when it's a bunch of transplants, everyone's like.
Ah, we're just staying in.
Yeah. So that was really
sad. Do you want to go out Wednesday night?
I'll be in Vegas.
She will be going out Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'll be up until 5 a.m.
Well, you're going to Vegas Wednesday and then you're coming back on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. TJ, they're playing. They have a Vegas residency.
Oh.
So because it's the biggest
drinking night of the year.
All
right, chain smokers.
I know. Literally. yeah, and then
we
fly home.
It's giving thanks.
It's giving treat.
Ugh, but I loved. So I would normally be hungover at family function Thanksgiving.
Oh,
one
wow.
year I was like sleeping on the couch.
Oh, God.
Because I was so hungover.
I remember really disliking because I would always host Thanksgiving too at my house.
You guys are so lucky.
Yeah, it's fun. My mom loved hosting.
Yeah.
Because also we had four kids and the most amount of kids out of like the cousins group. So like to schlep six people somewhere versus like one or two. But I always remember just like I hated the how family members would like sort of filter in and you need to go and greet all the family members every time and put on this like, hey, so good to see you. And I'm just like, I would always just be hiding in my room. Like I'm working on something.
That's why I drink.
No, but I'm saying when I was
like, all right, come on in.
Yeah. But I'm saying when I was like 11 or like 12 and you're like, okay,
you
your cousins are here.
No.
Did you like hide in your room when all your family would come?
I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, I think I'm like half introverted because I like to be alone.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like when we'd have a lot of family over and like every Saturday during like football season, we'd have like all our family over to watch the game, like the college game. Yeah, but I would get so like overwhelmed by all the, I'd go upstairs in my room for like 20 minutes and then come back down
to just like energetically adjust to the fact that you're not alone in your house anymore. There's like all these people and you need to.
Yeah. And it's like just conversations and it's like,
I got like yelled at one time. My uncle pulled me aside. He was like, hey, just so you know, when your aunt shows up, she expects a hug. And I was like, well, she can expect the unexpected. And I thought that was such a good line when I was like 10 years old. And he was like, what? Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually. She can fuck right off.
Okay, Noam Chomsky.
What?
Oh, I thought you were just like thinking you were this big thinker.
Also,
I thought I was just like really witty.
You're really lucky too, because like as a teen, getting like stuck at a relative's house and like because your parents like didn't want to leave, I'd be like, oh my god, can we please go home?
I was gonna ask, like, when you are the guest, is it like, I feel like it's a lot less performance anxiety of like you could just show up and it's not your house, you can kind of like, you know, it's an experience for you.
But then there's like the, like,
you would get stuck there.
Once I got my license, I was like, we're driving separate.
Oh.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
I'm driving separate.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's nice because my dad would always be like, all right, let's go. My mom would, like, my dad and I would be like waiting outside. My mom would still be saying her goodbyes to everybody. Yeah. And we're like,
what's everyone's favorite Thanksgiving food? Like, on
stuffing, stuffing hands down, man. Stuffing.
Do you like a little, like, stove? What is it? Stove?
Stofers?
Yeah. Stofers.
Stofers stuffing?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's Stofers, great.
You mean I'm buying stuffing and I have to go microwave it? I'm like, it's done? What is stuffing?
I've never microwaved it. You put it in like a pot on the stove.
Stofers?
Yeah. Stuffing?
The brand?
What is that? Yeah.
It's like, so it's like the one that's in like a red box.
Well, can we hold on? Can we pause? I don't know what stuffing is. I know that it goes in the turkey, but I genuinely could not tell you like what the ingredients is. Like, it like
breadcrumbs? Yeah. It's breadcrumbs, onions, like just like weird little spices. Like a side. Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
But like what else? It's just bread and onions. Like what is it? Like what
the,
are
like the consistency? Or
no, like what are the ingredients in stuffing?
I can tell you. I don't know.
Nobody knows. Everyone's just like, oh yeah, no, it's just stuffing. I made a stuffing.
It's a bready basis with like vegetables and stuff mixed in it, right?
Yeah, and it's like kind of salty.
Stovetop?
No one knows what this is.
A little bit of gravy vibes.
And then you stuff it in the turkey.
No.
Oh.
Well, actually, you can, I guess.
But you just eat it raw.
Well, you cook it, but yeah, it's like, it could be a side. It's a side.
I love cranberry sauce on the turkey.
Yeah. Wait, chutney or cranberry sauce?
You've exceeded my limits of the knowledge of the difference.
Okay, that's good. Like, I am a canned cran gal.
Oh,
like,
yeah, right. And then it takes the shape out of the can.
Slice it up.
Ew.
Yeah. That's the best when you open the can and you just wait for it to jiggle out and then it goes
slice, slop.
And then you just mix it up with a spoon and then it's like, who would have guessed this was in a can?
Ew, yarn. Like,
I mean, my mom makes her own now, but like, I definitely remember at least once I plopped it out of the can.
You really like pickled eggs, right?
Pickled eggs.
You usually bring like a big jar. And he's like, oh, out of the way.
I'm a big PE guy. Yeah.
Okay, pickled eggs. Michael, go look.
What?
You stuffed 6 pickled eggs one time in your mouth.
Yeah, I did the family record.
Thanksgiving.
Can we circle back to everyone's favorite food?
I'm sorry.
Mine isn't like a specific food, but it's a combo. I love a roll with butter, with turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and eating it like that. It's like my
Little sandwich.
Yes, but like only one piece of bread. It is so good, and like if I just like want to go to Boston Market right now and get the same thing. So good. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh,
it's my favorite
Boston
combo.
Boston Market.
Mm-hmm.
I love the turkey. My dad will make it with like all the spices and then you put cranberry sauce on, you put some of the other sauces. A little bit of gravy, like
gravy.
Like I kind of use the turkey as a conduit for all the different sides we have.
Yeah.
So you get one piece that has a cranberry sauce, one piece that has a gravy, one piece that has a different
your
type of
just, or your turkey's like the shovel.
Yeah, it's just else. Exactly. It's just a platform to put the stuff on.
I'm a big mashed potatoes gal.
Oh,
obviously.
My God. I love
classic
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you sign me up.
But I will say, I was like a really picky eater growing up, like one of those kids that like wouldn't let stuff touch on their plate, which like now I will like put everything on my plate and
mix
it
together.
Up.
Yeah.
And so I never liked stuffing because it was a bunch of random foods like in a thing. And it just really freaked me out. And then probably like 4 years ago, I had stuffing and I was like, this is like fucking crack. Like, I am here mm-hmm. for stuffing. Uh-huh. And it's slowly risen to one of my favorite Thanksgiving things.
It's awesome.
I still keep my food separated on my plate.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like,
Erewhon needs like a stuffing.
No, they have a thing that you can buy like a whole Thanksgiving from Erewhon.
What? Like every day you can? Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
I mean, just their hot plates, like just make stuffing like a side.
You can go onto like Erewhon's website. You can literally order like dinner. It's like a whole turkey and then you get like X amount of sides.
I think he's talking about at the hot bar.
Oh.
Like where you're supposed to get your lunch.
Yeah.
That hot bar got so expensive. I went there the other week after we filmed an episode to get lunch. It was $40 for like less than a square foot of food.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Absolutely insane.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm done with that place.
Yeah.
The day. So
I don't like sweet potatoes.
Oh, really?
No, with the marshmallows on top.
Oh, I love those.
Not a big fan.
What are you doing? It's not even like dessert. And it's like they're
I really like
up.
It.
You put a little bit of salt on sweet potatoes, and then it really brings the flavor alive.
I think I'm just like such a regular potato gal that I'd rather have that than the sweet ones.
Yeah. Oh, love regular potatoes too. Mashed potatoes. Very versatile.
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest portion on my plate.
Also love the snickerdoodle salad dessert.
The what?
You're joking.
The snickerdoodle salad.
What are you saying?
I know.
You're saying like, words,
well,
but they
I told
don't...
you about it, right? We've talked about it. It's definitely like a Midwest dessert.
Oh, this is a real
literally...
thing?
This is real?
A snickerdoodle
no,
salad?
No, she's joking.
No,
she's
I'm being dead serious.
This is one of those
made,
Carly's,
I literally
like,
made
the
it during
made
quarantine.
Of cheese, right?
Yeah.
I made it during quarantine because I was like, no one knows what I'm talking
snickerdoodle
about.
Snickerdoodle salad.
And it's definitely not a salad. It's literally like mayo, like...
This and is what a cookie?
No. It's just like
and
a
cinnamon
side.
Cinnamon and chocolate chips?
No, let her read the recipe.
Yeah. Okay. It's actually so good. Like, this is what it looks like.
Oh, what? That's just like get a dessert.
Let me read you what's in it.
That's like a potluck church thing. Like, I bought the snickerdoodle salad.
Okay, here's what's in it. Instant vanilla pudding mix, milk, Cool Whip, cut up apples, snickerdoodle or snicker candy bars, grapes and strawberries.
No
it's so good.
That's I'm not weird. Gonna knock it until I try
thank
it,
you
but
that's like you went into your fridge and just scraped everything off of the shelves into a salad.
It's
and was
so
like
so good. It's like a whipped cream like fruit.
Wait, so no mayonnaise?
No, I think I just said that because it's in my head.
That looks like what, like, you know, in the Grinch where they like he's become they all start like stuffing food in the Grinch, or like Edward
Scissorhands?
When he's like
all the ladies are feeding him.
Yes, that's like that looks like what they like serve him.
No, oh it's so good. But
would
it's
that
also,
be like the main dessert at Thanksgiving?
It would be one of them, not the main. We'd have like pies and stuff. But
favorite pie?
Ooh, apple pie. Apple pie, peach pie.
Ooh, I'm not like a
peach cobbler. Yeah.
I don't
pumpkin cherry pie. Apple. I like them all.
I'm a big pecan pie gal.
Oh, pecan pie.
Pecan pie is banging.
I fucking love
because they OD
pie.
The cinnamon on that, right?
It couldn't. I feel like it's got to be the worst pie for you.
Yeah, because it tastes the best.
Yeah.
But I would like to partake in your pecan pie.
What is that?
When Harry Met Sally. Waiter, there's too much pepper in my paprika.
Last year, a friend brought us over a pie. He came like for we hosted Thanksgiving last year, and he came for dessert and brought a pie, and it's called a brambleberry pie, and it is the best pie I have ever had in my life.
Brambleberry.
Yeah. So like it's like the pie crust, and then the middle layer is like cream cheese mixed with like, I'm sure, a shit ton of sugar and like other stuff. And then the top is just like a bunch of whatever a brambleberries are. And it was so good. I like crave it every day. And I'm like, you need to bring them to me this year. Like, I'll pay you
damn,
for like three.
Brambleberry.
This is making really me want to go home for Thanksgiving. I'm realizing I'm not going to have all this food this year.
No, come to our house. We're hosting.
Are you doing Thanksgiving?
We're doing Thanksgiving on the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So, I'm definitely not doing anything that night.
Yeah,
Brambleberry is a good street name.
Oh,
Brambleberry.
I thought you meant like left, in a gang or
left,
something.
Take a left on Brambleberry. Brambleberry Lane.
Yeah, it's
like
Christmas.
That's a good.
Do you ever see a street name where you're like, I could not live on this street name?
Probably.
There's a street name like, I saw on like Google Maps this morning, Babcock.
Oh, yes, I see that one all the time.
I'm like, I wouldn't live there.
Babcock.
Oh, Babcock. No. I also love the day after Thanksgiving. The best. Just
go on.
An absolute do nothing of a day. There is no responsibilities.
Oh, yeah.
You have nothing to do.
Leftovers.
Like, it's about to be the weekend, but it's like kind of a day before the weekend.
Oh, I cannot wait for Thanksgiving leftovers. It's I make these like little things. You take a crescent roll and then you basically make like little roll ups. So you put the crescent roll out and then you like layer like stuffing, cranberry sauce, and then turkey, and then you roll it up and put it in the oven. Mm. So then you bite into them when they're like all cooked and it's like
yum.
That is really smart.
Are you going to make the peanut butter cheesecake bars?
Absolutely. They're not peanut butter.
Or what are they again? Oh, pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pumpkin cheesecake bars. They're so good.
Does a turkey have to be kosher?
Yeah.
Are there a bunch of kosher turkeys?
You have to like pre-order one from your local kosher butcher.
How early in advance?
They probably overstock a little bit, I'm sure. But I remember my mom was always like...
So what about like gravy? I'll have to give you your own gravy.
We'll figure it out. I'll figure out a way to make it work. Don't stress.
Okay. I need to put this on my list.
You don't.
No, because I want to be accommodating to you.
I appreciate it. It's okay.
Okay. This was interesting to me. What time do you guys eat Thanksgiving?
Probably right when
the sun's setting.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I think it changed every year, but I think my mom liked to do it as early as possible. I think the earliest we did was like 4 p.m.
Yeah,
that's
like
the
me.
Earliest.
Yeah.
We were like at my aunt's house. She was like, everyone be here for 1. And then like Thanksgiving started at like 2. It'd be like a late lunch.
Yeah. I feel like same kind of.
And then you get people out of your house earlier.
Yeah, we do that with like my dad's like side of his family. When we get together, it's always like really early. But with my mom's side, right when the sun's setting.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Because it looks really pretty. It's like by the lake and like the whole table. And it's just like, it's just gorgeous.
Light the candles.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do a little later in the day one for the vibes. What do you guys feel about ham on Thanksgiving?
I used to love it. When I was a kid, I would go nuts about ham. Now I skip the ham.
I go ham about
ham. For me, I go like, ham on a ham.
Not on Thanksgiving. Ham on Christmas, fine.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels more like a Christmas thing.
Yeah, like Christmas, a Christmas ham.
That's like, yeah. But,
like, my aunt would always have both, and I'm like, no. Yeah. No ham. This is the turkey's day to shine.
Or the honey baked ham.
Yeah.
Ever seen Christmas with the Cranks?
Of course.
With Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's trying to get the honey smoked ham, or?
Oh my God, I can't wait for Christmas.
You love Christmas with the Cranks?
Hulu is already weeks ago, already started posting their like
Christmas lineup.
Christmas movies.
you gotta send me some.
There's a new Will Ferrell one. That's like a musical.
Oh boy.
A new one?
Mm-hmm. Who else was in it? I don't know. It came up on the TV last night as an ad, and I was like, very exciting.
Passes out.
Fun.
But we'll wait for that. We'll get there. Oh, does anyone have any like traditions other than playing football? Next.
Traditions? Instead of like, we're not like the most like super religious family, but we all go around and say what we're thankful, and then we do a big power squeeze.
A what now?
So like, if we all held hands,
you're in a cult.
It just keeps getting more white.
So it's like you pull someone's hand and then you pulse the next person and it goes all the way around.
Oh, don't your hands get so sweaty?
A little bit. I don't know. What do you mean? It's just like a little bit.
Matt is sick of your questions.
That's funny.
I miss you.
All right, give me some candied cranberries.
What kind of cranberry sauce do you eat?
Like homemade, probably.
I don't know. I just don't eat it.
Oh, you don't like
but
it?
But just like out of the can, just like.
I'm gonna make a snickerdoodle salad, and you're all gonna try it.
Yeah, we're just.
And you're gonna like it.
It'll be good. I think it'll be good.
It's so good. It's just like trash food with some fruit.
All like.
You're gonna eat your words, boys.
Yep.
What do the fans say about Thanksgiving?
Listeners and.
Oh,
why do you?
Correct it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's a little degrading.
To say fans?
Yeah.
That's true.
Because what if they're haters, you know?
They're still sending us emails.
All right. That's fair.
You know, like, I wouldn't want Taylor Swift to call me a fan. I'd want her to be like my
peer.
My best friend.
Okay. What does our audience say?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any audience /listener/fan submissions?
Our biggest fans in the world emailed in. And they have some things to say.
Oh, boy.
I'm having my psoriasis is back.
Oh, no. Is it happening on your hand?
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Is that where it starts usually? Or is it just chill?
No, and now it's all starting.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
Well, at least you proposed, like, everything.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, guys. I'm Gigi and a junior in high school. My friends and I all love your podcast. Also, congratulations, Matt, on your engagement. You and Patricia are perfect for each other.
Thank you, Gigi.
I wanted to ask you guys about casseroles and whether or not you guys have them at your Thanksgiving dinner. I've personally never had a casserole and probably never will because everything I've heard about them has been very, very negative. People in movies describe them as a burden dish that is always brought to Thanksgiving dinner. And I just want to know why people still bring it and if they still do. Oh, that's interesting. I forgot about green bean casserole. I hate green bean casserole.
Oh, I love green bean casserole.
Commercials for green bean casserole make it look delicious. And then when you see it in person, you're like, I'll pass.
I love it.
Happens to me every time.
Like, I'm not eating a vegetable.
Yeah, ew.
Wait, why can't I imagine what a casserole is? What is a casserole?
It's just like something cooked in a dish like that.
But what's in it?
You can have a breakfast casserole. You can have a breakfast casserole. You can have a green bean casserole. You can have many, many different types
of
casseroles.
Isn't the sweet potato one like a casserole technically? With the potatoes and stuff?
Yeah, I think so.
Or the marshmallows?
I think so. Yeah, you can classify that in the casserole category. Yeah. but technically? Casserole. Do you remember that commercial when we were kids? It was like, I brought the green bean casserole. I brought the green bean casserole. You don't remember that?
No.
That was on all the time in the early 2000s. Anyways,
I love
green bean casserole looks good. And I would just say it looks good on TV, but in person, it's never that good. So
I get like soupy,
but I think, but for her to dismiss all casseroles is like not for me. I think you should kind of reevaluate and maybe go to a casserole convention in your local town
and try them all out.
Casserole con,
casserole con.
Like you and your friend should have like a casserole night. Everyone makes a casserole, try it out.
Yeah.
Because they're all different.
Look up when your local CastCon is this year.
Yeah, CastCon. Are you going to CastCon? Casserole Con.
I got my VIP ticket.
We have to make that a shirt.
CastCon 2023.
I just want to like, wear it in public and just see someone's reaction. Like
casserole. Reading it, going,
Midwest moms.
Oh my God. Just, like, I have tickets for the meet and greet with Philip J. Cook. He's the guy. No, I'm just
I need to write that down. That's actually kind of funny. CastCon. I just would love... I don't know if we would ever sell it, but just to make like a fun Casserole Con casserole shirt. Con.
I think there's opportunity. Okay. A few Thanksgivings ago, I deadass walked in on my cousin with his feet in the potato bowls. He was drunk as living hell. Okay, thank God. And possibly high and just standing there bare feet with one foot in sweet potatoes and the other in the mashed potatoes. Like standing up straight. Think of the show I Love Lucy when they go to make wine, but they have to mash the grapes with their feet.
I love Lucy.
That's the reference point.
This person
not just
98
like,
years old.
Also just like that's... Just someone making wine.
Yeah, what?
Exactly like that. But this was after dinner, thank God. I don't know what I'd do if it was before, but we make tons of food for our families and we always have so much extra. I was dumbfounded. I thought I was dreaming and he just looked at me and I looked at him and it's that look of Jesus Christ. He said he was very curious of how I would feel, of how it would feel between his toes and on his feet. I think that was the greatest thing I've ever seen and heard. Aaron, when you said... That's funny. When you said the thing about liking the feeling of pumpkin guts, this story instantly came to mind. Okay. It's funny because reading this, I was like, I don't disagree. Like, if I would do this.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. But like,
I kind of want to know what my feet feel like in warm mashed potatoes.
It would feel so good. Like, it has to. But the thing is, I wouldn't ruin the leftovers.
Yeah.
Especially the potatoes. If, like, something happened and like someone spilled wine or something in them and they were no good anymore.
You'd be like, hey, can I have this for a minute?
Yeah. Especially if I was like fucked up.
Yeah, that sounds kind of hilarious. Yeah.
He's like,
I'd probably put my hands in it too.
You're just your whole body.
Honestly, kind of iconic.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that he like went somewhere to do it in private, like he brought it in his bedroom. He's just like,
he's like, I have to try this. I can't stop.
No, I kind of love it. Kudos to your cousin. Yeah. He sounds like an icon.
Yeah, he sounds hilarious.
Or she, I'm not really sure.
It reminds me of those like photos that would get leaked at like Burger King or something of an employee sticking their foot in something and they get fired, obviously.
Right.
But I feel like that always happens.
Oh, I love this. Okay, this is a little long one. When I was about 9, we went to my grandma's house for Thanksgiving. My mom and grandma, who were cooking the dinner, had a cold, so they lost their smell. Okay, first of all, they should not have been cooking the dinner if they were sick. Side note, my grandma lived alone and had absolutely no food in her house besides the Thanksgiving food. So they put the turkey and the sides in the oven in the morning to slowly cook throughout the day. A few hours in, my dad said he couldn't smell the turkey. My mom said he didn't know what he's talking about and that the turkey doesn't smell for hours while it's cooking. Disclaimer, my mom hates when anyone critiques her while cooking, so we all shut up and sat in hunger.
Yikes.
Literally right before dinner, my grandma notices that none of the food was ever cooked. Turns out they forgot to turn on the oven in the morning and all the food never cooked. And since they lost their smell, they didn't know until last minute. Now all the food was uncooked or spoiled and we were so hungry and mad.
Oh my God.
We spent the rest of the night driving around in the middle of nowhere Midwest looking for anything open to eat.
Oh my God.
We ended up eating roller hot dogs and bagged chips at Quick Trip gas station.
Oh no!
This sounds like my fucking nightmare. I would be so pissed at
my mom.
So
you forgot to turn on the oven?
I would literally file for emancipation from my parents if this happened. Thanksgiving?
Like waiting that long, turn on the oven? So hungry, and then it's just not there.
They shouldn't have been cooking in the first place. This would have never happened.
Has she even tried and put on the stand? Because I would put the person in jail.
Yeah. Jail. Immediate jail. This reminds me. I
12
just saw
to 14 years.
A TikTok of Noah Cyrus and her mom. And I believe it was like after dinner that she had just put the turkey back into the oven while they still had guests over. Probably just like clear off the table. Oh. And then she forgot about it. And it sat there for like weeks and weeks on end. And Noah said she went over to like bake. She was like at her mom's house and went to bake cookies or something and opened the oven. And the turkey was just like covered in like maggots and like gnats flew out and it was like all moldy.
That's at the Cyrus's household. That when Tish's. She said that story, I'm like, do they have no cleaning people in that house? Like, I just thought they're like multimillionaires.
I don't know.
Maybe they're humble.
I mean, do they clean the inside of the oven usually?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought like in that level, when they said that story, I was like, huh? Like nobody in their house opened up the oven? How long had it been in there? It
must have been weeks.
They could have like gone away.
I guess.
They're busy people.
I guess so. Yeah.
They probably have multiple
houses.
What?
No judgment, but a little bit of judgment.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. An honest mistake.
Yeah.
And really just, I don't know how it doesn't start to smell after that long though.
I've actually heard about that for multiple people. Someone else that happened to that I know.
That happened to me in college. Maybe. We came back from winter break in our house and the power had gone out and the freezer spoiled. Never turned back on. And we didn't know. And someone opened the freezer. The entire street, you could smell our fucking house. Someone opened the freezer. I literally ran out of the house. And I was like, I ran outside of the house and I was like, I could still smell it. I ran down the block. I could still smell it down the block.
No. Okay.
Oh my
and
God.
Dude, it was insane. Thankfully, like three of my roommates just like put masks on. They got like painter's mask or something and they just had to take it out and throw it out and like triple bag it. Yeah. If you don't keep your meat, if you don't like throw away meat
it's
after
disgusting.
It gets unbelievably disgusting.
I went into the CVS.
Ask Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. He would know.
Oh boy. I went into the CVS on Ventura one time and I walked up to the
freezer,
the fridge, and everything was rotten.
Oh my God.
It was the most disgusting smell. And apparently there was a sign that says our power went off like a couple like days ago or something. Don't open this. But I didn't see it. But I was like, just lock all of these. Like,
yeah,
lock it was the most. I never can go in that CVS because it was
everything
just,
was still in the fridge.
Yes.
That's got to be like a health hazard.
I was disgusted. I had never been like in like an establishment like CVS and like smelt rotten things where it was like, I did not ask for this. And then I can never go back in that place because it just reminds me of death. Oh, yeah.
Is that the one next to the Chipotle?
On the other one. You know, there's a CVS across the street from
don't
the
go
CVS.
To that one. I hate that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But walking into that one just gives me like weird
vibes.
Is
it the one on the corner?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's a weird one.
Right.
They have like the glass walls where you can like window shop at CVS. You're like,
why you can't enter through the corner door.
I know.
You have to go enter through
the
back.
Way
yeah.
I don't know. I hate that one. That's really funny.
Yeah. Super niche conversation.
Yeah.
You guys know the
there's CVS like so many like fart like Rite Aids. I have like my particular one. Some I'll go and I'll be like, doesn't feel right.
I hate Rite Aid.
You know what I mean?
Dude, Rite Aid, they only have one person working there. You're in line for 30 minutes at a Rite Aid.
And Walgreens, Rite Aid.
That doesn't happen to me.
Rite Aid also has the slowest, whatever their computer system is for checking people out.
Which one?
The Rite Aid.
Oh, okay.
Their like system to like when you scan your thing to when they ask you for your card to when the card gets processed. Oh. The longest computer, they're using Windows 99.
Like, I don't have that problem.
Dude, I'm at the Rite Aid for over for
20 minutes.
Long time.
20 minutes.
And they got an ice cream. Then they go, they got to go serve ice cream.
Like, wait, God. Are you going to the one in the Plaza with
by myself.
One, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Like if we ever forget something at a party at my house,
so bad.
And it's like, oh, we'll go get it from Rite Aid. Okay, we'll see you in an hour.
There's good Rite Aids.
Damn. There's also self-checkout.
Oh, yeah. That one I is guess really that
one,
slow.
The one by your house isn't that bad, but it's still slow sometimes.
The one I go to, I'm like in and out, but there's a self-checkout. So we just...
Yeah, all the ones.
But they never want—they never really want you to sign up for the rewards thing. They're like, "Do you have it?" And then they're like, "Rite Aid." Huh? CVS people are like, "I got you. Don't worry about it."
Or, they do scan. Well, I also have a Rite Aid thing, but it's my mom's.
I need to set up a Rite Aid account. What are we talking
about? All right. Anyway,
there is one thing I forgot to say about why I love Thanksgiving too.
Oh yeah.
As a Jewish American, a lot of the holidays are not a lot, but like the big one is Christmas, and I don't celebrate that. So it feels like all of America is celebrating this one holiday, and I'm kind of just like, eh. But Thanksgiving is a holiday that I can celebrate as an American and feel connected to the rest of the American culture. So that's, I think, another reason why I really like it.
Cute.
Because, like, Easter, you guys have Christmas, like, I don't know, maybe.
We hosted Easter. How boring.
Easter, you hosted it? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, like, so I feel like I love Thanksgiving because I can actually talk about it with, like, when you guys were talking about the ham. Never had ham.
Christmas
ham.
Oh yeah.
Never had Christmas.
Oh.
But I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is so yummy.
It's the best.
It really just sets up the holiday
What's
season.
Your favorite Thanksgiving song?
Soulja Boy.
There's no good Thanksgiving songs.
No, there isn't. It's not really a song holiday.
Thanks for the memories. I'm thankful. Kelly Clarkson has a song called Thankful. So.
Wow, you're really good at like your word association
Dido.
With the
thank you. Doesn't she have a song called Thank You?
And I just want to thank you.
Guys, we'll make our Thanksgiving playlist.
They pardon the turkey every year, right?
That is the dumbest thing.
What?
It is a little
the
silly.
Presidential turkey pardon.
Will they pardon a turkey? You don't even know what that is?
No.
This is like every year the president does this big ceremony where they pick a turkey that like the president pardons and that turkey doesn't get killed for food. And that turkey gets to live the rest of his life.
How about we do that to like people in jail?
I know. That's why it's really stupid. Because so they do. It's stupid. Like an entire the morning of Thanksgiving. It's like on the news. Yeah, it's
this
really
is
dumb.
The dumbest
but
thing
they're
ever.
Usually they're really funny, though. Like the
turkey pardon.
It's like Obama's were hilarious. They were filled with so many like turkey puns and
I
stuff.
Never.
They like give a little
thing.
Speech and like they make a joke. I don't think number 45 did anything special with it.
It will definitely show up on your TikTok now.
He's
talking McDonald's. About it.
Mm-hmm. He was like, all right, folks.
A lot of turkeys this year. A lot of turkeys. But not many.
Yeah, I got
a... I gobble a lot. Not a big fan. I like the ham. There's a lot of ham.
A lot of people say turkeys. I look like a turkey. Anyway, thanks again for another wonderful episode of Good Influences.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
We hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving.
We're very thankful for you.
Yes, we are.
Entirely thankful.
Let me see your hand. Not that one.
My psoriasis one.
We're very thankful for you.
All right, we'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.